Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Updirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 23rd. The grains closed lower with December corn down 18 and a quarter cents at 543, September wheat down 8 and a quarter cents, 684, and November beans down 10 and a half cents at 1351 and three quarters. The meal was down about $10, and the oil was up 127 ticks, so that gave us the lower prices with the meal being down as much as it was. Minneapolis wheat was down 20 and a half. So 2 days ago, we had the spread break 30 cents, rallied at 20 yesterday, broke it again today by 10 to 12 cents. So again, I kind of think the bloom is off the rose out here on that spread. Frankly, I'm surprised with today's actions. The next 9 days, seven, eight, 9 days, brings very hot weather to Nebraska, into Iowa, 100, 102 degree temps, very little rain out there, Chicago, very little rain. So I don't see that, you know, things are getting better. In fact, they look over the next week to put some pressure on this market and put pressure on the yields. But somebody must have a better wet weather forecaster than me, because they must be saying that August is going to be cooler and wetter, which is the only thing that really explains why we were so much lower in corn, wheat, and beans. I don't really buy the long-term forecasts. What's in front of us in the next 7-8 days looks hot and dry to me, but maybe they've changed that too now. But the latest I looked just half an hour ago, it still looked pretty hot and dry to me. So it's a little bit hard to understand what happened here today. Do the funds just want out? Do the algorithm that trade the weather forecast want out? I don't know. But something shook the market here again today. We've got canola production seemingly higher than, well, above what's expected. We've got the Argentinian oil situation. Both of those factors are bearish, but the oil closed up 127. So it's really hard to figure this thing out here today. We could come in Sunday night, and if it's hot and dry, we'll scream higher. If it's cooler and wetter, then obviously this market can break quite a bit. Corn's got some support at the 10-day moving average, or excuse me, the 100-day moving average, and then down to 480, which is the 200-day moving average. So, you know, nothing looks great here technically. So I'm a little concerned, but I'm really surprised as well that we were as weak as we were here today. The August options went off the board, August corn and August beans, which trade off of the September, well, the August corn trades off the September, the August beans trade off the August beans. But the 350, excuse me, the 14 puts and calls, and we're winning half a cent of all going worthless. The market closed at 1399 and a half, so all the calls expired worthless. Most people probably wouldn't want the puts, and I doubt they're going to exercise it for a half a cent, but we'll see. And on the corn, September corn closed just under 550. So again, all the calls expired, all the 550 and higher calls expired worthless. The 550 puts wound up being 2¾ cents in the money. Maybe they'll exercise some of those puts. But strange day here. We'll see what Sunday night brings. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.